We got off what some people would call a bumpy start. We took seating to a new level. But I would dare say this group of five could deliberate any issue that comes up in front of us. We've learned how to disagree without being disagreeable. And we have different talents. I can tell who's going to ask what type of question. So I don't have to worry about a point being brought up because our personalities are just different enough that we're all sensitive to certain facets of any project, be it on a social issue, a business issue, analyzing. Sometimes you do it from the gut, sometimes we have to analyze it. But not much gets past the five of us as a group, and I really do appreciate that. In the past year, we've launched our downtown revival, which is really looking pretty good. I mean, as you see buildings coming up out of the ground, and if you stood in line to get into Old Chicago, I mean, it's all right. This is what downtown's supposed to be like. We conferred certain basic protections for our LGBTQ employees. We have done what only one other city commission has done in the past 30 years, which is hire a city manager. Our city managers have stayed with us so long that there had not been a need. We've had two who covered 30 years, and we went through a very long, exhaustive search. We got input from various facets of our community, different groups. I'm blocking the word I want to use. But we went through an exhaustive process, and I'm sure we came up with the best person. We made him go through what was probably a gut-wrenching experience, watching other people walk into your building trying to take your job. But he handled it like a champ, and we're in good hands for the next at least 15 years. Sometimes people get worried when we have 3-2 votes. And 3-2 votes aren't the worst thing in the world. That means that we have enough disagreement that we feel the need to discuss things. 5-0 votes are nice, and we feel good about 5-0 votes. But if every vote is 5-0, it really gets kind of boring. It does shorten the meeting, but it gets kind of boring. But 20 years from now, people aren't going to remember who voted in the 3 and who voted in the 2. The important thing is that we vet the issues. And if we have disagreements, that means people in the community have disagreements. So probably everyone's opinion is being brought forth. But some of the 3-2 opinions we've had, and I was not here in Salina then, but as I understand, getting the Central Mall off the ground was 3-2. Getting the Buy Center, now the Tony's Pizza Event Center, off the ground was 3-2. And my favorite one, the Clean Indoor Air Ordinance, which limited tobacco use in buildings, was 3-2. And I know who that 3 was. Commissioner Jill was sitting over there. But that 3-2 led to other cities in the state getting ordinances, and we now have what? A state ordinance because of what started here in Salina on a 3-2 vote. So 3-2 votes aren't always a bad thing. The biggest curse of being on a commission or in any elected office is that you have a 10-year plan, but you only have a 2-year term. Now, two of us are elected for 4 years, but every 2 years, the potential makeup of that commission changes. So you never know for sure that you're going to have any more than 2 years to work a plan. And most of the things that we do in government progress how? Very slowly. And after a couple of years of that now, my niece knows that, I'm now convinced that government moves slowly. But that's not bad, because you don't want something this big making herky-jerky changes. So any changes that we make truly reflect the changes that we have in our community. And community values change fairly slowly as well. So we're just a reflection of the community that we live in. Our job is to be the conduit between these folks. And I agree, we get the best department head staff, administrative staff in the state of Kansas. And I can tell you I know that because in my CPM class, I've sat with folks from many different communities, and You don't know to what extent we are blessed here in Solana. I know you guys rock, and we're lucky. But we five are the conduit between the 50,000 citizens and our administrative staff and our city employees. So use us. We're just about done. My role is mayor. I do not get a raise. Still work for the same $300 a month. Before taxes. Before our deduction, our contribution for the employee breakfast. I don't get a key to the building. Unless you got one. You know, I'm not kidding. I don't get to decide if employees get snow days. Mike does that. I don't get a special parking place. I don't even get an office. I don't get a key to the executive washroom. Don't get any special privileges at home or at work. But I do get the opportunity to be the guardian of the democratic process as we know it here in Solana, Kansas. And I get the pleasure of seeing all of my podium buddies come up during the Citizens Forum. My favorite one, Norman, is not here today. So Norman, if you're watching on TV, we missed you. Although this group is not as bad as a group of ladies who work the volunteer desk at the front of the hospital. They tell me exactly what they think about Monday meetings every Tuesday morning. And they don't mince their words. My biggest fear is standing up there, forgetting the words of the Pledge of Allegiance when I'm supposed to lead it. So I may have it written down on that little wall. We do have some things we're going to tackle this year. The Schilling Underground Water, Park Master Plan, Smoky Hill River Renewal, reinvestment in housing in the central, north, and west parts of town. The 2020 census is coming up. We're going to need folks to get us ready because we need to count every living soul in this city. And ending wage disparities in Solana compared to other parts of the state. If we can't get it together, if you can't get the five of us to work, there is an organization that's never had an official meeting, but it's very, very efficient in its covert activities. It's called the City Commission Spouses Association.